Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion, for Golam and Gabriel and Matan Ben Dvora, and Leinich Mas Maris Esther Bats Rib Shmuel. It says in the Torah Kadosh, Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer B'Sin Bozneu Shoki Machoim Chesecha Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. Write it as a memory in a book and place it in the ears of Yehoshua, as I will erase the memory of Amalek from under the heavens. Parashas B'Shalach 17:14, the Hamikdavar, he doesn't understand what this pasuk is telling us. What does it mean, write it in the Sefer? Where else do you see that Hashem tells Moshe to write something in the Sefer? Well, he tells him it's written in the Sefer. And what's the special onion of telling to put it in the ears of Yehoshua? What does that mean? So the Briska Rav in his Perish al Torah explains that this is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That Ksob Zikaron B'Sefer is Torah Shebichsav. Simbos ne Yoshua is Torah Shebal Peh. It's given over to Yoshua. And he's Marich, and there's a Sefer Torah Or, Rishon Moshe Finkelstein, who's a beautiful parish on the parish of the Briska Rav Ala Torah. You can see there his He'aris. Kopanim still doesn't solve the problem, because all of Torah has Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Why Dafka here are we told, this has to be Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh given to Yoshua? All Torah Shebal Peh was given to Yoshua. So, Moreno Rabbeinu, Akum Rafal Kuntler Shlita, explained as follows, that in the Mechilta, Sof Parshas B'Shalach, it learns in this pasuk that it's talking about Torah Nevi'im and Megillas Esther. Similarly, in the Sugya, in Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, when Esther says, Kisvuni L'Doris, so this pasuk is quoted as a source, Ksov Zos Sikaron B'Sefer, Mashikasuf Khan of Mishnah Torah. So of Zos, Mashikasuf Khan of Mishnah Torah, Zikaron Mashikasuf Nevi'im, Sefer Mashikasuf Megillah. So you have Torah, you have Nevi'im, and you have the Megillah. Like we have in the Mechilta. So why here do we have this remez that it should be written Torah, Nevi'im? What's the special onion of being written in Torah, Nevi'im, and Megillas Esther? In Rashi and Mishlei 22:20, Halokasafti l'cha shalishim b'moetzos v'das, that's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes, that it's written in three places. Mechias HaMalek is written in three places. So that's Allah having written to you shalishim, three. The Gemara learns that it means three therashis there says, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. I've written to you three times, but Moetzos V'das, counsel and knowledge. So, we see again the inyan of Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim here in Rashi. Again, we had earlier in the Mechilta and then the Gemara, Torah Nevi'im in Megillas Esther, which is Uksuvim. In the Mechilta, that we mentioned, we said it's Megillas Esther. In the Yerushalmi, it says Ksuvim, like we have here in Rashi. So it would appear that this pasuk is talking about this pasuk of Lokasafti Lecha Shalishim. But Moetzos Vadas is talking about the essence of Torah. So we're getting to the very roots of what Torah is about, like it says in the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, orientally so, it's a three pronged Torah, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And that's talk with the Gra explains. That's this pasuk. This pasuk is talking about Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. That Mechias HaMalek has to be in Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, because the Torah is broken up into three parts, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and therefore Mechias HaMalek has to be in all three parts. So what's the connection between Mechias HaMalek and Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim? Why Dafka Mechias HaMalek? So Mechias HaMalek, it would appear, is not just something general. One, it's not something specific, a specific mitzvah, a very general, all-encompassing type mitzvah. And that's why the Mechus of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, is alluded to in Mechias HaMalek. That's why we have a remez here for Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, or according to the Briska Rav, for Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. So you need it all. It needs all to be alluded to in HaMalek, because HaMalek is the Yesod of Torah, and that's because we have there in Mishlei Tak in the previous Pasuk, Mishlei 22:19, Lios Bashem Miftachecha, Hodatiha Hayom Af Ata, that your trust may be in Hashem, I teach you today, even you, So, and then it says, Vayter, Halokasapti Luchashilation b'mortzas v'das. So the Gra explains that the Iker Nesinas HaTorah LiYisrael is that they should have bitachon in Hashem. Because the Iker HaKol wa bitachon HaShalim v'klal kol ha-mitzvahs. And that's the Yisrael of the Kitcher v'amalik l'fnei Matan Torah v'inyan milchamto im Yisrael. Lo'oru l'chazik pikpuke emuna d'hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu im ayin. So the Yisrael of Torah says the Gra is bitachon b'Hashem. It's a big Yisrael. Yisrael of the Torah is bitachon b'Hashem. That's klal kol ha-mitzvahs. And Amalek is comes to us when we say Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, is God with us or not? And then Vayavo Amalek. When we have doubts, Amalek comes. Amalek hayaduah is b'gematria safek. And the Nitzachon is Vayhi Yadav Emunah. Emunah is the way you beat Amalek. The Maharsha explains in Namakis that the ribui b'tayag mitzvahs mitzvah makabel. Ki mitzvah anosim baruch hu kulam hem ke mitzvah achas enoichi Hashem b'lekecha. So mitzad anosin, it's one mitzvah of anoichi. Tzadik be'emunaso yichya. It's the one, that's the foundation of the Torah. That's what everyone, all of the Torah stems from there, that mitzvah of having emunah and bitachon in Hashem. And that's the Gra, and that's Amalek. Amalek is what places doubts. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin v'yavu Amalek. Amalek is safek. Amalek is kriris, near emunah. The solution is yadav emunah, and that's klal kol haTorah, mimela the. When we talk about the fact that the Torah has to be, that Amalek has to be in Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim, because that's the essence of the Torah. The essence of the Torah is Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim, it's Arayim Tlisa. And Memela Mechias Amalek, which is the essence of Torah, to erase Amalek, Mun and Hashem has to be written in all three. Liyot HaBashem Iftachacha Odiyatilcha Yom Katafti Lecha Shilation. Right? You have to have Bitachon, and I've written you in three parts of the Torah, because that's the Yisod of the Torah. Mamish Gevaldik, because obviously it's the current Basefer, Bithim Bosnei Yoshua. And the Tzuris HaTorah is Torah Shebichzab and Torah Shebal Peh. So Memela Amalek has to be written in both Torah Shebichzab and Torah Shebal Peh, because that's the Tzuris HaTorah is both Torah Shebichzab and Torah Shebal Peh. So the Mahus of Torah is having these two parts. And Memela we have to put in the erasure of Amalek, because that is where the Torah is best expressed, because Torah is about Emunah. It's the Yisod HaDvarim, and Amalek is against Emunah. Nakdam of the Rambam Perish Mishnayis, Vidivra Maska Vachelik Hashem, Binya Navik and Chikov and Yadam Labadis Hashem Yitzavel and Svasai, Yasser is Serm Bedavashan and Tarko and Shiomra, Hilachamu all your planets, who have one planets. Atta, Gomoshit Sivishmuel Shalay Lacham Beh Malik. So he says that it's like when you call people to serve Hashem. That's what a Navi does. He calls people to serve Hashem. To keep his mitzvahs, he answers his surim. Like he says, wage war against a certain city or a certain nation. Now, like Shmuel commanded Shaul to wage war against Amalek, and many people ask, it's not the tzivui to Shaul that was Eino min haTorah. He says, Eino min haTorah. It's Melchias Amalek, it is min haTorah. Rambam says, it's not min haTorah. The Navi commands things that are not min haTorah. And an example of Eino Min HaTorah is, besides telling us to what's in the Torah, warning us that we have to keep mitzvahs, but he also tells what's not in the Torah, like the war against Amalek. War against Amalek is very much in the Torah. So it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tesva, Ve'yomer Shmuel al Shaul, V'atashma al-Kol Divrei Hashem, Komar Hashem Tzvakos Bakati, Asasher Asa Amalek Li'Yisrael, Asher Asam Lo Baderech, Ba'aloisim Mitzrayim, Atalech V'yikises Amalek, V'choramtem Eskol Asher Lo. So the Brisker Rav was commented here, and this nevuah that was said to Shmuel, what did you need it for? It's in Pasuk in the Torah. So we have a nevuah here that, so says Hashem, I remember what Amalek did to the Jewish people. He attacked them on the way. Go and destroy Amalek. Mapita, what do you need a special nevuah for? It's already written in the Torah. Just say, do what it says in the Torah. What do you need a special nevuah for? It also says later on, Ve'yom Shmuel al Shal Shal Chatasi ki avarti es pi Hashem ves tvarecha. He's over al pi Hashem and divrei Shmuel. What did Shmuel add to what the Torah says? So based on what we said, the Begeder HaMechir Shal HaMalek, besides being a specific mitzvah, there's also an inyan klali. That's the kiyum of the Torah, Mahalach Shal HaRaisa Tlisa Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim. So you have to have a Mechir Shal HaMalek Shal Torah, And also Mechias Amalek Shel HaNavi, Shel Shmuel. And that's why there was a special Nevuah to Shmuel, and that's part of the Chet of Shel. So the Perush HaMishnayos is correct, of course, that the Melchama is a Tzivui Torah, but there's also a Tzivui of the Nevi'im, the special Tzivui of the Navi. He says an interesting Lashon, Ata Kamosh Tziva L'Shel HaLech HaMalek, like you're told to wage war now. What's the now? So he's basing himself on the Pasuk, Va'ata Lech V'Kisas HaMalek, now. Go wage war against Amalek. That's the Nevuah of Shmuel. There's a special Tzivui of the Navi. There's a special tzivui of the Navi over here that's telling us to erase Amalek, because that's the surah
of Torah. Is that it's part of Torah?
It's also part of Nevi'im. It's not just something in the Chumash. Torah, Nevi'im, Iksuvim. So we have Torah, of course. We have Nevi'im, which we just discussed, and Iksuvim. That's Purim. We read the pasuk in Mishlei where it says. So the Gra explains that Moatzos Eitzos are the Nevi'im. And that includes Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Those are the Eitzos that Hashem gives them in their heart. And it says in the Megillah Esther, Ratakis Vatam Kiswa Yehudim Katov Beinecha Meshem HaMelech. So you write about the Jews as is good in your eyes. In the name of the king, who is the king? Hashem. This milchama of Mechias Amalek that we're told to write about Mechias Amalek is the king, is Hashem. That's what it says in the Targum. It's Alpi Mordechai Baruch Katsha. That's the Eitzah that Hashem gave him in his heart to wage this war against Amalek. And that's the Ksuvim. So you have here the Ksuvim telling us to wage war against Amalek, Megillas Esther. And we had before Torah Nevi'im. And that's the Mahus of Torah. It has to be written in three places, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So that's the Kviyas HaMegillah, Kivuni L'Doros. Ksovzo Zikaron B'Sefer. So the Gemara learns that Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Torah, Nevi'im, and Megillas Esther. It has to be written in all three. And then we have Ksovzo Zikaron B'Sefer, V'Simba Oznei Yehoshua. Place Yisrael Torah, Shetuchsav Torah Shebal Peh, because that's the Mahus of Torah, as the written in the oral. And that's why it says in the Yerushalmi, Shekavu LaMeseches. So also it gets its own Mesechta, its own Gemara, because it has to mean Torah Shebal Peh as well. Simba Oznei Yehoshua. Because Mechias HaMalek is not a Pratiyastik Zach only, it's not only specific, but it's more general, it encompasses the whole Torah. And therefore it has to find the expression in Torah Shebuchsav and Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Thank you so much for listening.